Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent, and from Ireland we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled Careless Lives Cost Talk.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. To the Jews who believed in him, Jesus said, "If you make my word your home, you will indeed be my disciples. You will learn the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered, "We are descended from Abraham, and we have never been the slaves of anyone. What do you mean, you will be made free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, everyone who commits sin is a slave. Now, the slave's place in the house is not assured, but the son's place is assured. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descended from Abraham, but in spite of that, you want to kill me because nothing I say has penetrated into you. What I, for my part, speak of is what I have seen with my father. But you put into action the lessons learned from your father." They repeated, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do as Abraham did. As it is, you want to kill me when I tell you the truth, as I've learnt it from God. This is not what Abraham did. What you are doing is what your father does." "We were not born of prostitution," they went on. "We have one father, God." Jesus answered, "If God were your father, you would love me, since I have come here from God. Yes, I have come from him. Not that I came because I chose. No, I was sent, and by him." My sisters and brothers, our duties, yes, there are some of these, and our responsibility as disciples of Jesus include fidelity to what we know and love of the truth, to what we know of Jesus, in an important sense, the most truly human being of us all. In the course of the Second World War, in the middle of the 20th century, people living in countries that were at war were warned against speaking, for they might even unwittingly give away information about people or locations that could be of use to the enemy. "Careless talk costs lives," was the catchphrase to warn people. As disciples of Jesus, I want to say that careless lives cost talk, by which I mean infidelity to what we claim to believe and behavior that belies the creed we profess can too easily render useless the Christian witness of our colleagues, our mates. Careless lives cost talk. The word, yes, was made flesh, and each day in our lives, how we live in the flesh must also be faithful to the word in whom we believe and to the words of his good news. Do you strive after freedom? Or do you realize how free you are? Who or what has achieved the freedom you now sense within the enormity of the difference this freedom has brought to your inner heart? It is certainly not freedom of indifference, the kind of what the hell, but rather a freedom for excellence. You've been called and chosen. The Lord of all fulfilled humanity has pointed to you and offered you an enjoyment and understanding of life you'll not want to relinquish. It's a freedom that does its best to keep us away from sinful behavior. wanting to avoid sin is not a reaction or any compulsion or duty I feel bound to obey. No, the living freedom God has granted me in Christ enables me to love, to be of assistance to others, to forgive where and when necessary, just as I'm conscious each day of having been forgiven. In Christ, I have, in an important sense, been born again, though I can still, God willing, build on the potentially creative good within the nature in which I was born before turning to Christ, or rather, realizing he had turned my way and loved me, even beyond what most of us might even imagine as admirable. Liam Welsh, an Irish theologian, began a radio lecture on Thomas Aquinas 50 years ago, marking the 700th anniversary then of Aquinas' death, by saying that when he told his students he was going to describe Aquinas as a radical, they laughed at him. But a radical, Liam Welsh pointed out, is defined by his method, not certainly by his conclusions. Aquinas' method was fueled by the freedom the grace of his belief had given him. Not just his belief, but also his trust in God-given minds and hearts, and the potential there for some at least partial answers to our big questions about it all. In the life of St. Catherine of Siena, for instance, there's no evidence to support any claim that her ardent pursuit of peace within the church and wider society was anything but passionate, born and nourished by the freedom of realizing one is loved and known by Christ, and deeply sensing the so what of such an inner conviction. Freedom, an invaluable gift of divine grace in and through the cross of Christ, this is the heart of life that will stay true to what we believe at any cost. Martyrdom, remember, is honest and transparent loyalty until death.